Alberta Vocal Arts is bringing its first show to the Polaris Centre for the Performing Arts east of Balzac on October 28 with hopes to break barriers between the operatic art form and everyday Albertans. The opera world and the classical vocal world is sometimes seen as out of touch or not being able to connect with modern audiences, said Kathleen Morrison, the founder, and artistic and executive director of Alberta Vocal Arts, a new nonprofit organization focusing on classical vocal arts in Alberta. "We wanted to show that even if you don't necessarily know this music or know what you're walking into, you're going to have a reaction and you're going to be able to understand what's happening, even if you don't necessarily know the words or speak the language." Morrison, a born and raised Calgarian soprano, spent the majority of her international singing career in Berlin, Germany. She noticed that opera and the classical arts are a part of everyday culture in Germany, which is the kind of energy and comfort level she hopes to bring to Alberta. "It's not as pretentious as it's made to feel here in North America, and I think that these art forms are really important things," Morrison said. Morrison will be center stage for the inaugural performance, a show called Chiaroscuro, Lederabend Reimagined, featuring a mix of voice, piano, and visual effects. The title, Chiaroscuro, is Italian for light and shadow, while Lederabend is German for an evening of art songs. "They're short, impactful pieces that really focus on poetry and art, and the collaboration between singer and piano," Morrison said. "The lighting effects throughout the show are meant to create an immersive atmosphere. As Morrison sings, lights and colors will change to distinguish each different character she is portraying. The concert is meant to really push the audience to come into our world and to experience these really strong emotions throughout the evening," Morrison said. A narrator will announce each piece and an actress will also make an appearance on stage. Morrison will be joined by local pianist Carlos Fagan, who is also the conductor of the Rocky Mountain Symphony Orchestra, RMSO. The performance takes place at the Polaris Center, which is also home to the RMSO. Fagan will be playing on the Polaris Center's beautiful grand piano, which he hand-picked. "It's nice to play on what is somewhat like my child at times, and in the theater where we know the lighting people, so we can really take the time to make this an immersive experience and show folks that the classical voice and piano isn't scary or elite," Fagan said. "It's going to be a really fun show, very theatrical and kind of very uptempo." The repertoire chosen by Morrison is different for Fagan in that he's not just accompanying a singer, but playing a main role. "The composer has written the vocal and piano portions to be equal as a duet," Fagan explained. "The pianist isn't just providing an underpinning or a cloud for the singer to look good on," Fagan said. "The pianist actually has very difficult work to do and the piano part is essential to the performance." This concert is only the beginning of Alberta Vocal Arts' mini-inaugural season. "The two of us being able to do this concert again for the people of Airdrie, and area, is so exciting for me and to have it be the debut for Alberta Vocal Arts, it wasn't even a question," said Morrison, who has a long history of performing with Fagan. Their first main stage production is Die Fledermaus, the Champagne Operetta, in January, followed by Empowered Elegance, a classical celebration of women for International Women's Day, on March 8. Events will include pre-show chats describing what the audience is about to experience, introducing themes, characters, and musical excerpts, as well as supertitles or translations broadcast during every event. Each event features local artists. Student tickets start at $20, and season tickets encompass all three events, starting at $72.50. Go to albertavocalarts.com for more information.